American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good afternoon. This is Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stadmiller today. John's feeling a little under the weather, but he'll be back tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon. Shows you that I'm used to hosting a nighttime broadcast. You get in the habit of saying certain things, and it's hard to break it as a talk show host. But nonetheless, John Stadmiller will be back tomorrow, and you're not going to want to miss his show. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in the coming segment, but it's definitely going to be an absolute blockbuster show to look forward to from John. And today I have a blockbuster show for you as well. We'll talk TSA for a bit. TSA is back in the news. I'll do something I like to call the Grope Report, and we'll get into that coming up. We'll also hear from Steve Nagel, who is Rico Nagel's father or grandfather. And who's Steve Nagel? Who's Rico Nagel? Well, I'll tell you a little bit about that. This is one of those nightmarish stories about child protection custody services, and they don't protect. It's the state, the nanny state, getting involved with our day-to-day lives in a way that is beyond tyranny, absolutely beyond tyranny. This is, words can't describe the amount of torture that this old so-called protection agency has applied to this family. They have pretty much poisoned this little baby and kidnapped this little baby, and their crimes against this little baby must be talked about, and we will do so on the show here today. I'm glad to have the opportunity to tell you about this. I'm sure you'll be as outraged about it as I am. It's one of those stories that will give you nightmares, I guarantee it, and that's not what I'm in the business of, folks. I like to talk about solutions. I don't like to sit here and fearmonger and tell you about World War III and all the problems, although those problems may exist. And although there are great injustices like the Rico Nagel case, which I'll tell you about, we got to focus on what we can do about it. So I hope you hear the story that I'm going to tell you today and you do something appropriately about it. You know, that's the bottom line with my presentation and my show that I do on RBN weeknights, Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And, talking about solutions, I want to take a lot of phone calls today, so you can call up on anything you like, and I mean anything. If you want to talk about reptilians, here's your opportunity to do so. If you want to talk about more practical things, here's also your opportunity to do so. I'd like to hear what you're doing to get prepared in these serious times. Preparedness is one of those themes that I always fall back to. You know, we can talk about the economy on the verge of collapse. And don't believe the Dow being high, folks. This is all manufactured. This is all one big scam. We'll talk about the economy some more. But what are you doing to get prepared, regardless of the Federal Reserve notes, regardless of this crazy market? Call us up, 800-313-9443. We'll take calls the entire broadcast today. It's Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stadmiller. You're not going to want to miss the special guest that he's going to have on tomorrow. I'll tell you about that on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
John still a bit under the weather today, but he'll be back tomorrow, and you're not going to want to miss it because Peter Nice will be on. And if you haven't heard him in a while, well, he'll be back. He was, of course, the seasoned legal researcher who you are accustomed to hearing on the show, and let's see here. Is it Peter Nice? 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 I think it's Nice. I can never pronounce things when I read it on paper here. To believe that I'm a talk show host? Geez. Anyways, he'll be on with John tomorrow. This is going to be a great show. I'll definitely be tuning in, and they'll be back hitting the airwaves hard, as John usually does. But tonight you're stuck with me, or today you're stuck with me, Bob Tuscan here. Of course, I do the show at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. My website, Bob Tuscan, TOSKIN.com. And we're going to take a lot of phone calls today on things like preparedness and other things that are on your mind, anything that's on your mind. I really have an open line policy for my fill-in today. So anything you have on your mind, although I'd like for it to be solution-oriented, I'd like to hear what you're doing to prepare for these serious times, how you're protecting you and your families beyond the false security that the recent improvements of the market have been giving people. Of course, this is all backed by Ben Bernanke's policy, and the Fed is very much driving this current upswing in our market. I don't buy it for a second. I don't buy the entire system for a second. I got to tell you, I see right through it, and I know many of you do as well. We'll get into that a bit more and take your calls as they come in. But First, I want to talk about those pesky rats at TSA and do something I like to call the grope report.
I want to grope you, so I apply to be a TSA. Baby, I hope you walk through my naked body scan, and I'm taking off the gloves.
Well, the TSA is back in the news, and this time with a story that's guaranteed to shock you. That's right. Listen to this. The TSA is now allowing knives.
The TSA is changing the rules, kind of loosening the restrictions as to what you can bring on your airplanes. Not everyone is thrilled about that.
For the first time since September 11th, the TSA is allowing small knives on planes. It's also allowing lacrosse sticks, ski poles, and miniature souvenir baseball bats, which have not been allowed since the 9/11 attacks.
Yeah, the TSA says things have gotten a lot tougher on planes. We've got a lot more technology, essentially. The way that they've built the cabin doors for the pilots makes them a lot more protected. We've got the marshals on the planes. Still, though, the flight attendants say they're not real thrilled about this. There's nothing standing between the passengers and the flight attendants.
Right, the flight attendants not happy, but again, other people familiar with the security processes saying that right now these are not items we really need to look out for. We have made such advances in airline security that we can kind of allow these items to come on board.
I will say this as a guy who doesn't travel much, but when I do travel and you take your carry-on bag, I can't put my
weight. All right. I don't want to hear it. Bottom line, box cutters brought down the Trade Center? No. Box cutters didn't bring down the Trade Center. Okay. If you believe the official story still of 9/11, well, I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. The bottom line is the idea that knives somehow have been a problem in the past or are no longer a problem now, I mean, it's just a big distraction from the reality of the situation. How many terrorists has TSA caught? Are you ready? Drum roll, please. Zero. That's right. They have caught zero terrorists. It's a bunch of hype. It's a bunch of BS. Are you happy about this win? Well, if you're anything like me, you see right through it and you say, well, okay, yeah, they're starting to ease the pressure a little bit on the public because, well, they've had to. They had to make a few changes a couple months back where they are now allowing elderly ladies and gentlemen to not have to take off their shoes. They were starting to get a lot of pressure, but in all actuality, the TSA is just as involved in groping and violating our rights as they have ever been before. So the TSA, of course, is not making any real improvements by allowing certain knives. They did a poor job of preventing these things in the first place. And again, if you think that box cutters took down those buildings, you have another thing coming, okay? It even mentions it in this article from the Communist News Network. And they say that, here, I'll quote directly from the article. Pocket knives will be allowed if the blade is no longer than 2.36 inches or 6 centimeters, which is shorter than the 4-inch blades that were allowed at the time of the 2001 attacks. And they must adhere to other rules. The blade can be no more than a half inch at its widest. It cannot have a locking or fixed blade and cannot have a mottled grip. Box cutters and razor blades are still not allowed inside the passenger cabins. Oh, thank goodness. So I correct myself here. They're not allowed to have box cutters or razor blades, because, of course, everybody knows box cutters took down the Trade Center, right? So they're not allowed to have those, but they can have your little Swiss Army knives and the other little knives. I mean, what a bunch of propaganda. The TSA also will allow travelers to bring billiard cues, ski poles, hockey and lacrosse sticks, and a maximum of 2 golf clubs into an aircraft cabin as a carry-on package. Now, let me ask you this question, okay? There's lots of talk about our guns, right? And the powers that shouldn't be, they want to take away your weapons because they're afraid of more school shootings and false flag terror. I mean, terrorist attacks. And they want to take your guns as a result to protect you. They think that, well, if you do need help, the nanny state will come, and they get to have the guns. They get to purchase the bullets. Of course, Homeland Security spending tons of money purchasing ammunition. They're buying vehicles now of all different sorts. And they'll protect you, but know that the general public should not have access to weapons because, well, we don't trust them. They might go crazy. They might have a psychotic breakdown, right? Well, think about this. If we were allowed to have guns, not just little pocket knives and other means of protection, if we straight up had guns, if law-abiding citizens had guns on airplanes, what would that do? Well, the opponents to it would say, oh, that would create a wild, wild west in the air, and that we would have more problems than ever before. Well, here's what I think would have happened. Let's go with the official story for 9/11 just for a second, okay? Bear with me here. If I see some guys with box cutters trying to hijack my airplane and I have a gun on me, it's an equalizer. They're not going to do anything with my Glock in my hand. I said Glock. Anyways, the bottom line, guns don't kill people. People kill people. And I know I'm preaching to the choir right now. I know you all get this. So no matter how many guns TSA has, no matter how many naked body scanners, no matter how many liquids you can or cannot have on the plane, at the end of the day, criminals are still going to do what they can to get on these planes and do what they want. Now, how many have done so? None. How many people have we been protected from by TSA? None. Zero. So it's a farce. It's propaganda at its finest. And that's our Grope report here today. And we'll keep our eyes on the TSA. There's always news coming from them. Big sis, Jenna Napolitano, I'm sure will be making more moves in her next 4 years as the czar of Homeland Security to continue to, harass us, grope us with TSA. So there you go. Moving on, we do have open phone lines if you want to comment on the TSA or if you have some prepping tips or some solutions to the mess we're in as a nation, as a planet. Feel free to call 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and I'll go to the phone lines. Danny is on the line. What's up, Danny?
Hey, Bob. Bob, I was just thinking, I was just having a fond memory of my last airline flight here in this country when the TSA agent asked me if I had any of the prohibited items. And I said, well, ma'am, I'm not sure. I have a very sharp wit. And she said, what's that? So,
hello.
I felt very safe after that exchange.
Yeah, sharp wit. A wit is a weapon, ma'am. You've never heard of having a sharp wit?
Well, like I said,
you probably would have been detained if you would have continued with your sharp wit, sir. I mean, that's the next thing they're going to ban on these flights, Danny, is a sharp wit.
Yes, well, Bob, it gets deeper. But I was just going to say that during the previous show with Mike, he mentioned briefly using wireless devices for person-to-person communication. And you mentioned earlier we might want to talk about getting prepped. All of our home wireless equipment, whether we know it or not, has the capacity to be configured as a ad hoc network, which, you know, if you go to Wikipedia and look it up, you get a fairly technical page. But if you look for Wi-Fi Direct, it explains how it is that we don't need an internet access point to communicate with, shall we say, our neighbor's computers. If you live in a neighborhood like mine, you do a search for your home wireless network, you see all your neighbors popping up on the screen. We actually have the technology to do that, and I would like to encourage all the preppers, you know, past, present, or future, to look into it, because we may
need to do
it.
Well, Danny, I'd like to learn more about that. Hold that thought. I'll bring you back at the other side here. And I also want to recommend we look at other prepping for communication, including ham radio. Stand by.
Thank you. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Well, we're talking about, we think of the top shelter, food, and water, and those all are very important, extremely important. And, well, there is more, however, to preparing, and communication is a big part of that. Having a good relationship with your neighbors, if you even know your neighbors, most people today, they don't know their neighbors. They don't know the first thing about them. They might wave or whatever, but do you really know your neighbors? Do you really know what kind of backup you have in your communities when you know what hits the fan? Dan, you brought up a good point here. You're saying that the wireless routers, or I don't know what the term is here, but you can hook up kind of a network amongst your immediate surroundings, amongst the people in your community.
Well, yeah. Actually, a little bit of history. When Gibson wrote the original, what was it called, the Neuromancer book, he wrote the series of books that, from which the word matrix eventually evolved. He invented the matrix many years ago. He envisioned a day when corporate controlled internets had become so overbearing that people basically sprouted their own, and the matrix, of course, is a combination of the individual home networks, community networks, regional networks, inner networks, and all of those networks put together. But so we've known about it for, in theory, for many years. Now, the equipment that most Americans have access to is capable of computer-to-computer communication using what what the 802.11 standard calls an ad hoc network. And if, you know, depending on your level of expertise, you can get into your own wireless adapter within your computer or laptop, and you can configure it for either an infrastructure network, which is what most of us run, or an ad hoc network. Ad hoc network is does not depend on a wireless hotspot or a ISP-provided wireless modem like I've got here right now. It depends on just computers negotiating with each other, and there is no central point, in other words.
Interesting.
But they've all got that capability. Now, nowadays, if you want to do a search on it, the phrase has changed. It's now called Wi-Fi Direct. And if you look at Wi-Fi Direct, I'm just looking at the standard wiki article here, and it says Marvel, Atheros, Broadcom, Intel, RA-Link, all these well-known manufacturers have been including this protocol in their equipment since October 2010. So if you've got anything fairly new, you've got the ability to do that. All you need to know is, you know, how to get into the setup. Most of them have a built-in setup program where you can change whatever network.
And well, if the grid goes down, though, Danny, I mean, this is all nice, but if the grid goes down, you know, we have to look to other things.
Well, yes, mm-hmm. But you make your own grid, you see. That's the point.
Okay.
And you can run, everyone's got terabyte disk drives, for example.
Well, when I say grid, I mean power, electricity.
Well, that's, I mean, you ain't got a generator.
Well, let's hope you do. Let's hope you're getting prepared, maybe solar. That kind of thing.
Communications you have to take that into account. If you're going to have an alternative communications network, you've got to take power into an account.
What about ham radio operators?
Ham radio is all the rage. I'm KF4WPB. It's not that hard to get a license these days. They've changed the requirements. They've made it, because of the modern equipment, there's much less chance for ham operator causing the kind of harm they used to be able to cause, inadvertently, interference and whatnot. So it's easier to get a license to get ham equipment. And I recommend anyone with any bit of technical savvy, you know, go for it. The website, the web is full of volunteer websites. You can study on them. And if you have the penchant, if you really want to learn Morse code, they've got practice sites. You don't need to learn Morse code to get a license now. The equipment's fairly cheap. And, ultimately, because ham radio is still being used today in emergency situations. So
yeah, they used it most recently with Hurricane Sandy.
Yes,
and they used it with great use.
So it's not hard to do. I think, it's pretty easy to stockpile your food and fuel and antibiotics and guns. And why not go the next step? Get a ham radio license. You never know. As they say, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Oh, I agree. And someone who deals with communication on a regular basis, as an activist, as a host, it's a no-brainer. We do, Danny, I don't know if you've heard, but we do on my show at 10 p.m. Eastern, we do a show once a month on ham radio.
No, so I didn't know.
Yeah, once a month, and we've talked in great detail about this. So I'm in complete agreement. Anything else before we let you go? I gotta take a quick break here. So
when's your next ham radio show?
Oh, geez, I think it's the third Thursday of every month. I'll have to check my calendar. We rescheduled it when we started at the new time slot, but it'll be coming up. I'll post on my website before the ham radio show about BobTuscan.com.
Just, you know, I recommend to your listeners, start looking up ad hoc networks and Wi-Fi Direct and educate yourself.
Well, you've piqued my curiosity. Thank you for that, Danny. I'll talk to you later. We're going to take Chuck in Virginia when we come back, and your calls at 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, Bob Tusk, filling in for John Stadtmiller. He'll be back tomorrow with a great show that you're not going to want to miss. But for now, you're stuck with me, and we're taking your calls at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I've opened up the phone lines for you to talk about anything on your mind, from preparedness to maybe Rand Paul's filibuster. Do you trust Rand Paul? I mean, yeah, he's saying a lot of things that I agree with this filibuster, but I don't know. Is this guy a neocon? Is he in the pockets of Israel? Okay, is he a Zionist? I think he's been pretty open about being a Zionist, although I know he's against the foreign aid given to Israel, but I don't know. I don't know. You'll have to tell me what you think. 800-313-9443. I'm going to get to the Steve Nagel story in a little bit, but I want to get through some more phone calls here. We'll talk with Chuck in Virginia. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Bob. Good afternoon.
How are you?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm doing great, man. You had me laughing earlier about the TSA. I was traveling a while ago with a Ron Paul shirt on military orders, and
You're a terrorist.
Oh, yeah, it was... I'm sitting here traveling, and I have on a Ron Paul 2012 shirt, and I'm at my feet. I've already made it through, you know, the ticket counter. I've made it through the scanners and all that crap. Actually, I opted out on that, but anyway, that's a long story. So, yeah, I'm waiting to get on the plane, and I have a TSA guy walk up, and he's like, "Where are you going?" I'm like, "Well, I'm right at the gate. I'm getting on the plane." So I get the sense that, you know, I'm not alone, so I turn around. There's a TSA agent on my right, coworkers, one on my left, and they're like giving me the, you know, third degree. So what are you going to be doing in Florida? Why are you going to Florida? You know, asking these questions. I'm like, guys, I'm on military orders. You know, what's the problem? And I just know, Bob, it had to do with the shirt, you know, for all the stuff that Ron Paul's done, you know, against the TSA and not being for them. But that's not why I called, but you had me laughing anyway about them. But,
I mean, they're nonstop, and they that's harassment.
Okay? It is harassment.
You've served this country, okay?
Yeah.
You're in the military, and these guys are mall cops. I mean, they're security guards.
Hey, Bob, I asked him one day, I said, so you're checking me, and we both work for Napolitano. I said, I'm in the Coast Guard, so we work for her. You work for her. I said, who checks y'all? Do y'all check each other when y'all come into work? And they looked at me like, what? I said, well, if you can't trust me, I'm a Coast Guardsman. I mean, do y'all trust each other? Do y'all check each other? They said, well, of course not.
Who's said, watching the watchers, huh?
Yeah, I said, well, what kind of sense does that make? You know, but anyway, now what was on my mind was, a couple days ago, another talk show host was talking about Breitbart's death, and it was never really a follow-up in the media. I know certain talk show hosts did their best to, you know, talk about the tape, you know, that he was going to vet Obama. I think it was in February of last year.
Hannity got behind that, you know, the vetting of Obama, a few conservative hosts and neocons. And then there were some in the alternative media as well that covered it. But we kind of forgot about it, didn't we?
We have. And if I was your neighbor, I was going to, I don't know, release a tape of you making out some woman and then, you know, expose you in the neighborhood as a fraud or something. And then I turned up, you know, dead the next day and everybody knew I had the tape. I mean, everybody, you know, the police would come to your house and say, okay, so, you know, Chuck had a tape on you, you know, cheating on your wife. Now he's dead. And I mean, you know what I mean? Why wasn't the administration, to me, ever questioned on, I mean, obviously I know you can't, it's hard to go after them. You can't even go after Eric Holder for shipping guns, but it seems like there was no real talk about it. He says on March 1st, I'm going to release the tape, and then March 1st, he's dead. I mean, come on. I mean, how obvious.
Yeah, there's no coincidence there. And, I mean, he was a young guy. What was he, like 39?
I think he had just crossed over into his lower 40s, I think, right. Like 43. I mean, I'm almost 39 myself. But, I mean, and I think the pathologist, but the guy who does the autopsy, didn't he turn up dead? And then there was a guy who Breitbart, you know, actually collapsed on the sidewalk. That guy went into hiding. There's all these things that, you know, it seems like it was just a big cover-up. And
now, don't get me wrong. I was never a Breitbart guy, and nor am I a Drudge guy, for that matter. You know, these guys kind of, they don't satisfy my desire to really get the truth out. You know, they kind of float in the middle somewhere. But nonetheless, I think you're onto something here, and we should have an investigation of his death and get more answers as to what happened. But it doesn't surprise me. I mean, people die of heart attacks and are suicided all the time without us really getting to the bottom.
Yeah, Bob, before you let me go, who was the prominent 9/11 researcher that Wayne Mattson was covering his death? Remember about a week and a half ago?
Barry Jennings?
No, this gentleman, I think he was found in his house, and they were saying that he suicided him and his
daughter. Oh, okay, and his daughter, right?
Yeah, and that's another one. I mean, I stuff like that, and to me it almost screams of the D.C. Madam or the author that was doing the CIA books. They chased him down, and was it Gary Webb? I mean, all these things just seem to link up, and, you know, sitting here looking at the sequestration, and, you know, maybe this collapse and, you know, all these detention centers being built. I mean, they're releasing, you know, aliens, but they sure as hell are building detention centers. So, I mean, Grathwald talked about they were going to imprison a whole bunch of patriots and, you know, libertarians. And I don't know. I just look at all this stuff. And supposedly that's what those tapes were about, you know, that Breitbart was going to release, was him and those meetings that Larry Grathwald covered, you know, and him with Ayers and all those types, the Dean Dorn types. And
well,
there's no
tape. Who knows? He might have had something even bigger than that. I mean, to me, that's just the tip of the iceberg. But the person you were talking about is Philip Marshall. And
his
two children were killed in a black op hit, according to Wayne Mattson, who you mentioned.
Yep.
He was a former National Security Agency officer, and he had been looking into the 9/11 situation in great detail. Was a potential whistleblower, and well, he was not only suicided; they killed his kids too.
Almost sounds like Cop of the Year Terrence Yankee there in Oklahoma City. You know, after he was suicided and drug himself through a field and was shot through the top of his head, even though he shot his own self, and all these other weird things, and there was never an autopsy. And I mean, it just it goes on and on and on. You know?
And, of course, Hugo Chavez was, according to him and many others, given weaponized cancer. And whether or not you agree with him as a socialist or not, that's besides the point. I think it's very interesting that the powers that shouldn't be are actively involved in both covert and overt operations to, well, assassinate people that go against their agenda.
You're right, Bob. I think Jesse Ventura wrote about that in one of his books, too, and I think it was the 63 documents that the government doesn't want you to see. They were talking about hits, and I think they were talking about injections in one of those documents.
Yeah, they've had weaponized cancer for some time now. We can look at Dr. Mary's Monkey and Lee Harvey Oswald along with Judith Baker and what she has to say. A lot of people believe Bob Marley was a recipient of the hit. One of the Bush brothers went down there and gave him that infamous boot that led to his toe cancer spreading. Now you might say, oh, Bob, what the hell are you talking about? Why Bob Marley? I mean, who was he? Well, he was very influential. He was someone who stood up for the revolution, if you will, and with such a voice, a lot like John Lennon perhaps and others, that poses a threat to the powers that shouldn't be.
Remember Jack Ruby said he was injected after he shot Oswald, and there was a scene in Oliver Stone's movie where he's testifying before the Warren Commission in jail, of course, and then they show later scenes of a needle, and they're sticking him, and what, 2-3 months later he's dead of cancer?
Jack Rubenstein, yep.
Yeah, the one that shot Oswald. So, yeah, you know, all these hits, all these people falling out, Bob, they're dropping like flies, but you know, God bless you, sir, and everything you do. You and John and Paul Brocken and all you guys are patriots. And, you know, in these latter days, I mean, you guys are standing up to the beast and looking it right in the eye and throwing flints at it. I love it, man. I love it.
We're all doing it. We're all doing it. And thank you as well. We need oath keepers like yourself to stand up for us. I appreciate the call, Chuck. I really do. Let's move
all right,
on
brother.
To, yeah, take care. Let's talk with Mike in Iowa. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You know, just concerning what you were just talking about, I think that the autopsy report for the guy who did, the doctor who did the autopsy, it said that the police said that he died of cyanide. I read that somewhere. Anyway, what I wanted to say was the whole David Icke thing. I used to think he was, you know, a little out there. He seems like a really nice guy. Then I started thinking about it over the years, and I started to realize that, you know, maybe you could take what he says, I guess you'd call it a metaphor or something else, you know, kind of like an evil force.
Is it a metaphor for the Jews, as he's been accused of?
A metaphor for what?
For the Jews.
I don't know if he's an anti-Semite. I'm not.
No, I'm not saying you are. That was the accusation for the longest time, is that when he says reptilians, he's really referring to an anti-Semitic. And I hate using that because Semites refer to the people that speak Semitic languages, and most Jewish people are Ashkenazi Jews from Eastern Europe. But anyways, I won't digress. Go ahead. What's your point about Icke, though? I think you might be onto something.
What I was tying that into is that, like, they don't advertise this much, but the U.S. government does stuff that I liken to, like, Indiana Jones kind of stuff. It's not, you know, like the movie, but it's not really like the movie. But they do have people out there looking for relics, looking for ancient things. And one of the things they found, and this kind of fits in with what Ike's talking about, maybe not lizard people, but a thing was discovered, and I think it was in 1947 or in the 40s or something like that. There were these clay jars. They were discovered deep in the deepest cave that you could find, somewhere, I believe, in the Middle East. And in these jars were writings, and the writings were done by either the Essenes or the Gnostics. And what they had in these jars, on their writings, they were translated by the U.S. government. And what they talked about, and I haven't read the writings, but what they talked about was they said, and they were written about 200, 2,100 years ago from now. And they talk about what occurred, I believe, 5,600 years ago from now. And what they discovered 200,100 years ago from now, they wanted to take that knowledge and push it into the future because they felt that people had to know. So they went to a good deal of trouble to make these jars and bury them deep, deep, deep. And what they stated was that the planet, or maybe the whole solar system, was under assault by some kind of evil force. I won't say the word, but I'll spell it. You can call it a dark, evil, spiritual sort of spiritual emphasis on that. It's the evil spiritual force. Okay? And the term they use, and I won't say it because it's like supposed to be bad luck or something, but it's A-R-C-H-O-N-S. And they talked about that. And that's what they talked about. They were pushing their knowledge forward. They felt that people in the future must know what's going on. And then they also stated there is one way to stop it. The one ultimate unbeatable countermeasure. And it's two concepts, two words which they stated must be used together. If they're used separately, no, they're not any good. And one of them's love. And love doesn't just mean more romantic love. I think of it as love can be making someone some chicken soup or something if they have a cold. So the two things are love and courage. Courage and love. They have to be used together. That's what they stated. Ancient writings. That kind of fits maybe sort of with what Ike says.
Interesting.
He doesn't say that. But yeah, it is an interesting thing to think about. Yeah.
All right. Well,
that's all I had to say,
good
really.
Well, no worries. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that, Chuck. Some definite good food for thought. I'll have to wrap my head around that a bit further a little bit later here. Let's talk to Jane in Pennsylvania. Jane, how are you?
Good evening.
Good evening. Well, good afternoon. Hello.
That's right. It's afternoon over there.
Yeah, whatever. Same stuff, different day. What's on your mind, Jane?
So have you heard about this Chief Mark Kessler out here? He's in a little town in Pennsylvania. He introduced a resolution back in January to preserve the Second Amendment.
No, tell me more.
Okay, so he introduced this resolution in Gilbertson, Pennsylvania, to protect the preserve the Second Amendment. And so he's gotten some notoriety for that and been interviewed around, and now he has started up an organization called the Constitutional, what's it called, Constitutional Security Force, CSF, and he has a website and everything, and it's kind of interesting. It seems like he's been getting threats and stuff, so he's dissolved the chapter presidents and whatnot, but I was just wondering if you guys had heard of him and what you thought about it.
Well, I'll have to look into it. On the surface, it sounds like a great initiative. It's a lot like these sheriffs that are standing up for the Second Amendment, from what I understand you said there. And we definitely need to protect our Second Amendment. What's the best way to protect our Second Amendment rights, Jane?
Well, I personally think it's going to take a revolution, because I think they're going to keep tightening the screws until people either submit to the will of the state or take a stand for what's right. And
well, you
so,
answered the question in the way I was projecting you would. The only way we protect our Second Amendment is through the Second Amendment with guns. And I hate to say that because as much as I'm a fan of a peaceful revolution, we do need to have the weapons because they're the ones that want to use force against us, right?
That's right. They're the actors. And I saw a really good quote a few weeks back. It said the you don't actually need the Second Amendment until they try to take it. And I thought that was kind of true.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we need it more than ever before. A lot like those when the Constitution was originally written.
You know, I'm an old lady, and I do remember when this country was a little bit freer, or a lot freer than it is today. And
you were around during the writing of the Constitution? How old are you?
I'm 50, but
okay,
I wasn't here for that.
Not that old.
But
all right.
I do remember better times. And you know, I was watching some of Rand Paul's or listening to some of Rand Paul's filibuster on the Senate floor today.
Yeah, he's making some good points. As much as I don't know that I trust the guy. He has some interesting things to say. Go ahead.
I agree. I think he did make some excellent points and has been making some excellent points. I was dissatisfied that he backed Romney, but I think I'm hopeful that, you know, there's at least a voice out there. I do think it's a little too late for any political solution to the situation we're in. I just think that the people in power are true communists, and I think they are boning up in a big way to kill Americans by the bushel. And I think that I'm not at all encouraged with this business with these special response vehicles that Homeland Security bought, the 2 billion rounds of ammunition.
Lots of ammunition, the FEMA camps, the list goes on and on and on. Jane, thank you for the call. You made some great points. We got to take another quick break. But, you know, folks, the definition of insanity, to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. And that's what we're doing if we think that the political process is going to save us. It's not going to save us. You and I have to protect ourselves and our families. That's the bottom line. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
All right, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stadmiller. If you would like to get in touch with me, my email is bobtuscan, T-U-S-K-I-N, at theintelhub.com. Of course, my website, bobtuscan.com. John will be back tomorrow with a special guest. You're not going to want to miss that. And for now, let's take some more phone calls. I'll take phone calls going into next hour as well. So if you get a chance to call in, please feel free to do so. 800-313-9443. Open lines on anything you like. What's your take on the filibuster from Rand Paul? Do you trust him? Are you disillusioned with him, as I know many are? What's your take on preparedness? I opened up that can of worms. Are you saving your scraps of food and feeding them to the worms? I have practiced vermiculture in the past and love worm compost as a great source of fertilizer for the food. Anyways, I digress. Let's get to the phone lines, though, and talk with Art in Philly. What's up, Art?
Hello, Bob. Thank you for taking my call. How do I sound for you?
You sound like $1 million, or should I say a million Federal Reserve notes, which isn't worth much, so go ahead.
All right. I did some research on a lot of the issues and actually wrote a website called noplanforcorruption.com on the document section. Going to this comment on Rampal with the filibuster. A couple months ago, I went through the TSA at the airport, and it's, well, we got to, you know, pat you down and all this. This is, I don't surrender my Fourth Right Amendment. And long story short, on the inside of the airport security, they said you have a right to go through the, you know, the standard scanner. They never told that to me, and they refused to let me fly on the plane. My spouse was there, and she's on the other side, went through. She was bawling her head off. So I actually talked to Rand Paul's office about it, and he went after him, okay? And right before he's ready to do something, all of a sudden they find his son trying to board a plane, and he's drunk. So that's how these SOBs get to them, is they compromise them or their family any way they can. So I saw that happen firsthand in that respect. With the Sandy Hook issue, I did my research on that situation. Years ago, I went through, you know, the family court mess, and I talked to my local legislature, and I says, you know, you wrote these laws that are making it, you know, ripping families apart. You know, what they call it, Protection from Abuse to Violence Against Women's Act, which is up right now. And he says, I wrote them, I see nothing wrong with it. Well, as an example, like Sandy Hook, what happened, a kid went through this divorce situation. He was all crazy. And when he's 20 years old, due to his mental illness, he walks up to a lady in a supermarket as she's putting groceries in, puts a bullet in the back of her head. Okay. Another situation in Pennsylvania where they had a custody battle between two parents. Guy brings the kid home an hour late. She has the state police there. Long story short, these one kid's there, and basically they race down the interstate, Interstate 80 in Pennsylvania, 50 miles, and that parent and police officer have a shootout, killing both the parents, leaving both families as orphans without a kid. So in this process, I says, who's actually benefiting from this Violence Against Women's Act? And I found out the one who wrote the law, the proud author of it, was none other than Arlen Specter, along with his cohort there, Senator Joe Biden. Okay. Also, I found out that 35% of the revenue for the entire legal community, where they make their money, is in family court. And as we heard when Hillary said it takes a village to raise a child. So when everybody's talking about the issues here, you know, with this guy from Lanzer from Sandy Hook, nobody's actually talked about the fact that it is the legal system that needs to, we need basically to change it. And one way to have it is a civilian review board over top of these lawyers in our communities.
Good points, Art. I'd like to hear more about that. Call in again. All right, we got to take a quick break and we'll be back with hour number two.
Take America back. We must take America.